Well, hello, gentlemen. Now, here's a femon that was on Love Island many years ago. I don't know. Don't even know her. I never watched Love Island. It was fake. It was superficial. It was made for femons. Of course, people change over time. And the wall comes for the mall. So she went from this to this. Yeah, she's put a little bit of weight on, would you say? But as you know, nothing is femon's fault. She blames it on some emotional battles. And of course she went to the doctor, one of her usual visits, I guess. And he said, you're becoming dangerously close to being obese. Well, she's in luck. Because the scientists here at Soloman think they have found the cause of weight gain. We had five scientists, actually four males and a femon. Although she just kind of made the coffee and made sandwiches. That'll piss him off. Working on this for at least, well, almost a day. We did stop for Peroni, though. And they debunked some of the myths. That's myths. Here's one of the myths. You cannot get fat by standing next to a chocolate cake and staring at it. But if you grab that cake and force all of it down your mouth and swallow, you may put on weight. I know, it's a revelation, I know. But it does prove one thing. This femon didn't get overweight by emotional battles or mental problems. She got fat because the amount of food or whatever she put in her mouth and swallowing. And the only person they can blame is themselves. But even though the wall has already hit this femon and she doesn't even know it, she's tried to fight back and lose some weight. But to be honest, it's a losing battle, really. Because femons can't decide when they've lost it. Only time and genetics can. Of course, maybe if they spent a bit more time on other things than just the outward appearance, then something still would be left. But generally, as you know, they don't do that. Although it is true that some people can put on weight quicker than others. For instance, for me, I can eat pretty much anything and never put hardly any weight on. And I believe it's all down to your metabolism and whether you're a really active person or not. And I am. Or was. But the Solo scientists have also found out something else. Completely by accident. That generally, most males don't like overweight femons. Especially obese ones. Because to the males, it makes them appear unhealthy. I know. Another revelation from the Solo Man scientists. And I've got to give credit where credit's due. The femon scientist that was working with them made excellent sandwiches and very nice tasting coffee. There you go, pissed him off again. I'll put a link to this news item down below, guys. I'll be having Peroni later. Maybe another video. Take it easy.